Discover personally how the Word of God can effect a change in your life through the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri. Reverend Victor Collins is a missionary to Guyana and serves as the senior pastor of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Georgetown, Guyana, South America, a thriving church that is making a difference in so many lives. Reverend Collins is a seasoned minister of the Word of God and has been ministering for over 15 years. He has a rare teaching gift and ministers powerfully under the anointing. Now listen to Victor Collins Isabri.
Pray. Father, this morning we want to say thank you. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you for a year well spent. A year that, Lord, you have been good to us. We can always look back and acknowledge and attribute great things to you. Even though we are not at that very day yet, when the year is over, but we are grateful. And with a grateful heart, we come to you this morning. We say, hallowed be thy name. We know the days that are left in this year, you're going to take care of us. If you have brought us thus far, we know we are not going to be found wanting a few days before the end of 2015. We're looking forward to 2016 with great things. Still expecting great things. Because great are you, Lord. Thank you for bringing us together this morning. I pray you will speak to our hearts, affect our lives. You teach us a lesson, and that we will live according to what you teach us. Thank you, Father, for everyone here this morning. In Jesus' name, and somebody said, you may be seated, please. Genesis chapter 30. Thank you. Genesis chapter 30. And verse 22. And God remembered Rachel, and God hearkened to her and opened her womb, and she conceived and bare a son, and said, God has taken away my reproach. And she called his name Joseph and said, the Lord shall add to me, or the Lord shall add to me another son. It came to pass when Rachel had born Joseph, that Jacob said unto Laban, send me away that I may go unto my own place and to my country. As we are ending the year, today is Thanksgiving Sunday. I'm trying to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. That's what Peter the Apostle said in his letter in 2 Peter. There are certain things you need to recognize at this time of the year. Very, very important. Anybody who doesn't recognize those things as we are ending a year is not a good Christian. Are you there? The first thing I preached in the first service, you can get a message, is that you must recognize the hand of God in your life. You must, at this time of the year, I mean, it's something that we should recognize all the time, especially as we are getting to the end of the year, you must recognize the hand of God in your life. People don't even say amen. You agree or you don't agree? So if you agree, what do? Are there Christians in the church this morning? I'm saying that this time of the year, we need to recognize some things. We get so caught up in buying and selling, eating and drinking, staff parties and non-staff parties, all kinds of things, that we fail to recognize some very, very important things in our lives. And I'm saying that one of the things that we must recognize is the hand of God. Belshazzar, the king of Babylon, refused or did not recognize the hand of God when he gathered together his nobles, his wives, his concubines, and then they drank from the golden vessels that Nebuchadnezzar had brought from Israel. You see, when he was enjoying all those things that his father Nebuchadnezzar had actually acquired, he did not, in fact, the worst thing he did was, as he was doing that, he began to praise the God of gold, the God of silver, and the God of all things. All other things. And forgot to give glory to the God of heaven. The Bible says the Most High God. And that was the reason why a certain finger appeared in the banquet hall and began to write on the wall. And the Bible says that he himself, he became nothing. You see, because he was doing something that God wasn't happy with. And most of the time, one of the things we fail to is to recognize things. Many Christians don't recognize things. What is the meaning of recognize? That he contributed to the building of the temple. And Solomon finished the temple. The Bible says the day when he prayed to dedicate the temple, the presence of the Lord came down in the form of a cloud. The Bible says the pastors could not preach. God's glory was so great in the church on that day that the service was disrupted. Now, so God came down in approval, in recognition of the things that Solomon had done, including the golden cups, the golden vessels that he had dedicated to God. Gold that people smuggle. Solomon had dedicated those gold into the house of the Lord. Now, this is the gold that Nebuchadnezzar moved into Babylon, into his palace. He's dead and he's gone. His son Belshazzar come. He's enjoying, he's having a party, and he brings the golden vessels. And then what he does is that he drinks from the vessels. These are vessels that even the priests were not drinking from. They were just dedicated to God. But he was drinking from it. Wine with his wives and concubines. And not only was he drinking from it, he was praising the God of gold. You know how when Valentine's Day comes, people say, what is Valentine? There's some God, some Greek God of love and all of that. Love is from God. Love is not Valentine's Day. Love. Bible says God is love. Real and true love comes from God. So he did not recognize the hand of God in the kingdom that he was now a king over. And he tried all that he could to try and secure himself and defend himself. But again, it took a man of God to come and explain what was going on. So at this time, as we are ending the year, you must not fail to recognize the hand of God. Many of you, it is because, you see, you don't know. But it's because of the church you've been coming to. That's why you are still alive. Are there Christians in the church this morning? You would have been dead. I said you would have been dead. Smelling and stinking in your grave. If it wasn't the little, that little kind of faith you have in your life. Because my Bible tells me that if you have faith like a mustard seed, you can even do wonders. So that little 2x4 church coming and Bible reading you have, which is not complete, that is what has kept you in line up to now. That is what has kept you. Yeah. Recognize the hand of God. Carla, the eggs you saw, it could have killed you. You have to recognize the hand of God upon your life. And don't let your mind and your heart go into anything but God. You can't enjoy Christmas without giving God
the glory. What is Christmas? This season. Oh. This is a season for us to recognize the greatest gift God ever sent into human life. And you spend this time to work. You spend this time to spend on family and clean house. And you are a joker. You are a joker. You are a joker. So you have to recognize the hand of God. Otherwise, you'll be surprised. You see, the thing that I worry for Christians is how foolish Christians are. Because Christians don't recognize things. You see, sometimes you don't even recognize that it's because of some disobedience. That's why certain things are happening in our lives. We don't even recognize that. We go through our days and our weeks and our months without the simple realization that this thing is because of my inability to commit myself completely and to acknowledge God in my life. That is why I am going through this. We don't even recognize those things. It's so sad. It's so sad. You would have been dead by now. What makes you better than anybody else? It's a little faith you have, Jamela. That's what makes you better than anybody else. Not your face. Not your face. Not your face. Not your face. I want Christians who are mad, crazy in love with God. This is the time, if you have any money to spend, to give to God as a thanksgiving offering. It's God, oh. It's God. So the second thing I want us to recognize as we are also ending a year is to recognize the man or the people God uses. We are talking about recognition. Many of us don't know, you know, where our blessings come from. Bishop was talking about how he was in Tulsa, Oklahoma many years ago. And He took an offering. He went prepared with an offering to give to Kenneth Hagin when he was alive. And he said he was discouraged to give the offering because when Kenneth Hagin was preaching, he preached and he spoke about the amount of millions of dollars he had earned and he pays even as tithe. So Bishop said when he looked at the envelope he had, he said, please, let me take my small envelope, take it back to Ghana with me. And he said the Lord spoke to him and rebuked him. He said the Lord told him that everything you have is because of this man. And he said he felt so sorry. And then he forced to give the offering. Now, when I read that, I also looked at my life. I realized that if it wasn't Bishop Dag, all the traveling and the countries I visit and I go to, Brother Calvin, but many people don't recognize that. You take away the man or the people or the person that God uses in your life, take that person away from your life and see what will happen. I was away on assignment. I went to Tobago first. And first time in my life I've gone to swim in the sea. I don't do those things. I'm born again. hardly do that. That's me. Most of you go to Crickham. Please, stupidness. So, the pastor in Tobago took me inside the Caribbean Sea. They have this tour they do. And it's a place they call it a nylon pool. Inside the sea, it's just about 2.5 feet. Inside the sea, but it's just about 2.5 feet. Very, very shallow. And then they go and they stop right there. And then people swim. So when you're in the boat, people are in their bikinis. That's why I don't like them things. Right? So you constantly are seeing things that, you know, otherwise you're not supposed to be seeing. So when you are going to, you also have to wear something that. Because if you wear your pants and your shirt, you look like a bushman. Because it's something that people are very, you know, they're going to the swimming pool. You know, the dressing is different. He told me of one time when one of our senior pastors came, they went on something like a family something, and he said they were wearing their shirt and their pants. And they said when they got on the boat, they felt like disappearing. Because I look at them bush Africans. Yeah. Because on that boat you're going, they do what they call snorkeling. You know what snorkeling is? They put this thing that you can go inside the water and breathe through, right? They do that. So they leave you in the sea. They get to a point. They just release a rope. And then those who know how to swim, you just take that thing and then they swim around, they hang around, and you know, you hold on the rope. Very, very nice. Blue sea. Blue. And them Africans came with them. I mean, you look at yourself, you look at the people, you feel so stupid. So we had to wear some, you know, some tricotta pants, to wear some t-shirt with some slippers. Behave like, you know, Miami Beach, right? Miami Vice. From there, then I entered Trinidad. From there, I went to Antigua. For the first time in my life, I've gone to Antigua. I went to see somebody called Charlene Feloza, who had a nice little restaurant in St. John's, Antigua. Ate some nice food. Right there. From Antigua, I flew to St. Martin, which is part Dutch, I think part French or something like that. From St. Martin, I went to British Virgin Islands. In a short time, I got to know the country because it's from east to west. That's it. It's an island, so if you go from here to here, you finish. From there, I came back to St. Martin. I went to Curaçao. I went to Aruba before I came home. No, you have to recognize the man that God uses. I'm in Guyana because God used a man to lead me here. What about you? At this time of the year, you have to acknowledge God. Recognize the man or the men or the people God uses. So Jacob was with his uncle, lived a few years there, and then his wives began to give birth. And the Bible says, it came to pass when Rachel had born Joseph that Jacob said unto Laban, send me away that I may go unto my own place and to my own country. Give me my wives and my children for whom I have served thee, and let me go, for thou knowest my service which I have done thee. And Laban said unto him, I pray thee, if I have found favor in thine eyes, tarry, stay, for I have learned by experience, I have recognized, I have come to realize that the Lord has blessed me because of you. Because of you. Don't be a fool. It is your associations that brings blessings. It's the same associations also that destroys your life. People, you see, people will suffer and punish all the time. It will make them move from church to church because they will think that it's the church that is not helping them. They don't recognize that it is something that I'm doing. It is something that I'm not doing well. I'm not doing right. That's what is making things happen this way. But they think it's the church that is not helping them. It is the people in the church. It's none of these things. Oh, you are not recognizing that which you must recognize. I'm preaching a very good message to you today. Very good message. This Laban was Jacob's uncle. Jacob's mother was Rebecca. Rebecca's brother. Oh, Jacob's. Yeah, it's Isaac. Isaac, Jacob, and Esau. It's Rebecca. So Rebecca's brother. Oh, so it's Jacob's uncle is Laban. He's a big man. He knows how to look for money. He had sheep already and goats already before Jacob came into his house. So Jacob was actually running away. He was a runaway schoolboy from his brother Esau, who he had gone to take the blessings that his father had for him. He had gone and he ran away to his uncle's house. So, if anything at all, Laban cannot, attribute anything that he has become to this runaway schoolboy. Who is Jacob? It's me who even put him up. He's a small boy. He was homeless. He was an outlaw. I put him up and look at how he's behaving. No, the Bible says that the big man uncle, by experience, by recognizing day after day, time after time, the things he was enjoying in his life, he was able to recognize and connect the dots to Jacob's presence in his house. Because Jacob went before his father Isaac. Isaac laid his hands on him and blessed him. And said, anybody who blesses you will be blessed. So when Laban encouraged the guy to, you know, took him into his house and gave him food to eat and gave him a job and all of that, then the blessings that Isaac had spoken of Jacob began to affect Laban. And even on the way, in Genesis chapter 28, when he slept by the place called Bethel and he saw angels ascending, and he said, and God spoke to him and confirmed this covenant with him, the man entered Laban's house with a certain grace of God, and his farm and everything that he was in charge of changed because he entered the house with a blessing. And Laban didn't say, I'm a big man, this. He said, no, I have learned, Anita, I have learned that Anita, look at you. Look at where Tanisha is today. Have you seen her pictures? You should see her pictures and recognize something. Recognize something. Recognize his sister. Recognize her. That if it wasn't this woman who got the Reverend Saint to come and have a church in my house, saw something in my daughter. Because sometimes when you're in the house, you don't even, so you, hey, girl, shut your mouth. You say all kinds of things to them. And I told your daughter, I think I'm also like Bishop in a way. You see, a real prophet, he doesn't prophesy with this whoosh. But I told your daughter, I see her like a gold that has not been mined as yet. That's what I told her. Yeah. When I see them, like Joshua Harry, I was talking to Joshua Harry yesterday. And I told him, I said, you know what? I told him something. Yeah, I see something about that guy. And Tanisha, I said, you are like gold. that has not been mined as yet. You wait and see. Wait and see. But you and I cannot fail to not recognize these things. The man that God uses, you should recognize him. Even in my church, sometimes the little children recognize him more than some of you pompous adults walk around. Pompous without anything. It's so humbling when the little children, they want to come to you. They want to come to you. They want to come to you. And then some of you, never a good morning. All these years you have been in a church. I have to suck up to you. Yeah. We have to meet before you can say good morning. Never say anything. Meanwhile, you come to this church all the time. Thinking that the church just came from somewhere. You created the church. The church just happened. Little girls, little boys, come on. You should see them. You let me go there right now. You see how they'll be excited. And I'm here and you don't even say amen. It's not Satan. No. It's you. It's you. Don't bring Satan inside. It's you. Jacob said it. And there are many of these people. You must recognize the man that God uses. You must recognize that. Don't. If there's anything to acquire in this Christian life, is the ability to recognize God and the things God are inside. You must recognize that. You must be able to recognize the things that God is into. Because those are the things, if you miss them, you miss a blessing, you miss a lot of things in your life. Dwayne, true or false? Huh? You're looking good. You cut your hair. Yeah. Christmas look? It's nice. Yeah. Stretch out the hand. We give you an opportunity. Laban said it. He said, you know what? I know you have worked 14 years plus. Because when he went to say, I want one girl, he said, work for 7 years. He had been there for a while. Let's say 1 or 2 years, Pastor Keith. So the man worked 14 years for 2 girls. And then they gave birth to children. And then he had a lot of cattle, a lot of sheep. I mean, the man's house changed dramatically. And then the guy said, okay, now I need my space. I can't live with no uncle. Uncle-in-law, uncle under the law, uncle out of the law. Me neighbor with that. I want to be on my own, be my own man with me 2 fancy wives and maybe children. Rachel, Leah, let's go. Now, as he's trying to go, the man is saying that, you know what? He said, I pray. The uncle is begging him. Said, if I have found favor in thine eyes, give me a New Living Translation. Let's see what he's saying there. If I have found favor in you, your small boy, if I found favor in your eyes, stay here. Please don't leave me. But are you not the uncle? Are you not the big one? Don't you know how to live your life? Why are you begging your nephew to stay with you? Who begs their nephew to stay with them? Because of you, that's why. I mean, who does that? For I have learned by divination that the Lord has blessed me because you. Michael, can you recognize that? Michelle, can you recognize that God has blessed you because of the church, because of your pastor, because God is in your life? That is why you are who you are now. Can you recognize that at this time of the year? Can you recognize and identify and live your life like that? Are you? Please don't leave me. It always feels very nice and humbling when I travel and then, you know, I get messages. Oh, we miss you. When are you coming? Come back. Come on. It's nice. It's very nice. So people recognize who you are in their life. Some of you. whoever cooks, as long as food I eat. No, you have to recognize. Hey, Figuera, the man that God uses to take rings from your finger. You see, when you recognize it, then something begins to happen to you. Because when you recognize an anointing or the anointed person, you see, then you your treatment of the anointed vessel is very different. And the people can even say, "Oh, you worship him, he's God." He's like, "Why is he God?" But you see, but because you have realized something, you have recognized something, and they cannot. It's like, why the pastor controlling ya? Why the pastor controlling ya? Why he got for go so late in the night? You see, because you have recognized somebody in your life, and that people cannot. And they're jealous and they don't understand. It's like, you see, tell the person, see, even if I start right now, you'll not begin to understand. You have to come to the point where you also recognize. So there, do you understand the preaching, the message I'm preaching? Yeah, you must understand. Yeah. Because if you recognize the man that God uses, you will channel everybody's attention to that particular man. You say, you know what? It's not me. I'm just around. I'm just privileged to be part of what is happening. So that's where your heart must go to. Yeah. That's why I want you to go to Ghana. I want you to go for Shepherd's Congress. I want you to go for Shepherd, go to Bible school, because I want to connect you to the man that God is using. If you see him, you understand my small message clearly. Yeah. And I tell you, anybody who has been to Ghana, all these young people, they say thank you, that it is even not, the thank you is too much. Yeah. What was it yesterday, Coco? Yesterday, DJ. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. They say thank you because what they are experiencing, they will not have that experience ever in Guyana. But it wasn't easy. One of them, a 26-year-old boy, is there, sir. The auntie called from America. She says she wants to talk to somebody in Ghana. I said, if the guy was coming to America, would you say that you want to talk to somebody in Guyana? You don't respect. And the people are there, they are just grateful. They're just grateful. They are just blessed. Blessed. Yeah. Recognize who? Pinky. Recognize there. The man that God uses. That's why your father-in-law and your father-in-law, they are here. Your father-in-law takes offering back like he's a little boy and takes offering back because there's something he has recognized that many big men around have not recognized. That's what many of you, you boys around, if you recognize what is going on here, you want to do something here. You will not be forced at all. You yourself will bring yourself if you come to that recognition. It's like we have to beg you to do something. Is that Bridget? Or you don't like what I'm preaching about? You must go to Ghana too. Yeah, she's clapping. Yeah. But Calvin will go with you, don't worry. You drive his car. Once he drives his car, you go with him. It's easy. Hallelujah. This is the time of the year we must sit down. Shorty. Hey. Chenil Greaves. A.K.A. Shorty. Original.
One and only. If it wasn't for Lighthouse Chapel International, recognize the man that God uses. The man wants to go. He said, no, don't go. Because when you leave my house, you are taking something away. You see, and listen to this. It's like Laban doesn't have any other source to God. No, look at it, evil. Look at it carefully. If God is a God for everybody, and God is a God who everybody can go to, why should Laban, why should he disgrace himself, a big man like that? He should go himself and get his blessing also. No, he recognized that these things are very rare. That you have a particular individual who is able to do certain things in your life. Ma'am, there are many of you, the things that I'm able to do in your life, there's nobody on this earth who is able to do that in your life. If Evo told me, I think it was what? When was it? Is it Pastor's Appreciation Day or something like that? Evo wrote me a very nice something. She said she never thought, is your father around? Daddy went away, right? He said when her father went away, she never dreamt of the day of calling anybody father. And look at how I have made her go around looking for a father's something something card. I think it was my birthday. It's like she never thought that she would come to the point where she's going to look for birthday for father. Because father is gone, a big woman like Evo. And she's big. You know, you see her, she's big. Big woman. You can't joke with her at all. Father is gone. I mean, it's so painful and hurtful that you forget. I mean, father who? Now, a few years later, you go into the shop looking for not happy birthday, sweetie. Happy birthday, honey. Happy birthday, ketchup. You look for happy birthday, daddy. It's like, is it real? How did I get here? Now you let that same individual be taken away. Then it's like your father has died 2 times. But you see, if you don't recognize it, that's what is going to happen. It'll be taken away because anything you don't respect is taken away from you. When you recognize it, and you treat it, you handle it the way you must handle it, then more of it comes. More of it comes. More of it comes. You have to treat it. That's why you need to recognize him. And do what you need to do. Papi. You better pack your things and come back. Because you deep on stupidness. Not so? Because you are not recognizing something. You are not recognizing something. Praise the Lord. 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 Yeah. I can feel Christians now in the church. Stand to your feet, please. Close your eyes. You better don't be annoyed. You better don't leave annoyed or angry. Let the message make you repent and say, you know what? I am recognizing something. Thank God, somebody. Thank God. If you recognize God in your life, if you recognize the people God uses or the man that God uses,
thank God. If you are someone like that who can identify a man that God uses, or the church that God has used, or God's mighty hand in your life, just lift up your voice and begin to thank God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, 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 Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, and all that is within me. Bless His holy, bless His holy name. Bilirele shika branda baka brande rebesendis. For the Lord who was on my side, I recognize the hand of God in my life from January up to now. It has to be God. It has to be God. It has to be some protection and some guidance that I'm experiencing in my life. That is how come I am where I am today. Oh Jesus. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, somebody. Yes, Lord. If only you recognize God and the man that God uses. Kitendo, you recognize. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you, God. Jesus, Jesus, are the center of it all. Jesus, are the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be. It's always been you. We recognize it. Jesus. Come on, let's sing one more time. Jesus, the center of it all. Everything we have experienced. Jesus, the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be. It's always been you, Jesus. Jesus. Matters. And nothing in this world will do. There's nothing in the world that can contribute to what Jesus can do. Jesus, your center. Including my blessings and my life. Jesus, you. From my heart to the heavens, Jesus be the center. It's all about you. Yes, it's all about you. From my heart to the heavens, Jesus be the center. From my heart, from my heart.
the center of it all. Jesus, I'm the center of it all.
Recognize Jesus.
Into the end. It's always been you.
It has always been Jesus who's been talking to you. Recognize Jesus.
Jesus in the center of my life.
It has always been Jesus. It has always been Jesus. It may come from your pastor. It may come from your home cell leader. It may come from the scriptures. It may come from a song. But Jesus has been the center of it all.
Jesus.
Always been Jesus. The voices you've been hearing, the songs that have been popping up of your mind, the messages you've been listening to, Jesus is at the center of it all. The advices you have been getting, Jesus has been the center of it all. Jesus has been the center of it all. Jesus has been the center of it all.
Jesus.
He has been the center of it all. Father, we bless you. Indeed, we recognize that we are not dead. We are alive because of Jesus. Because of Jesus. Because of Jesus. Because of Jesus. All our experiences has always been Jesus at the center of it all. We recognize that today. I pray for your people. May our recognition move us to serve you with power. passion. A passion that cannot be described. May we indeed deny ourselves, take up our crosses, and follow you. As we recognize who we are following. Thank you for speaking to us today. I know lives are never the same again. Cabros keberende maskataya babandas. May your name ever be glorified. In Jesus' name.
You are not saved. You are not born again. You want to go to heaven when you die. This is a prayer you must pray. Pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with all my heart that Jesus died for me. I believe God raised Jesus from the dead. And I believe Jesus is alive right now. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and make my heart your home. I believe that by this simple prayer, I have been saved from hell. My name is written in the book of life, and I am born again now. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful preaching of God's Word. For more information on the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at lciguiana@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.lighthousechapelguiana.org. God richly bless you.